This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Something that's certainly very difficult to do these days, I'd like you to imagine a world with no leftism. Nobody talking about issues that don't matter to most of us. Like, you know, they have to eliminate discussions about black and white. You have to talk about people as humans. A crime is committed. It's not about race. It's not about gender. It's not about... A hate crime. It's just a crime. No discussions of any of the nonsense. There's no gender discussions about men versus women and how women are oppressed and how they get paid 28 cents less or whatever else. It was just a discussion about a job and a person who has the job either getting paid for what they're worth or not worth, but not based on gender, just based on are you good enough. We talk about sports. It's are you good enough? We talk about coaches. Are you good enough? We talk about owners. Are you good enough? Are you wealthy enough? Do you deserve it? No LGBTQ discussions. How gay is he? You know, and who's sleeping with who, and what needs to be appearing where, and legislating on pronouns, and, you know, sexualization of kids in school. We would just treat kids like kids. We would treat the LGBT community like, well, here it goes again, humans. What if we did just those simple things? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So, there was a... The reason why I'm bringing this up is I was looking at a Twitter feed about with this girl that left the Young Turks, who's a group of leftist scumbags, as far as I'm concerned. I've been on their show. They call me Donkey of the Week or whatever. I don't know. But this girl left, and she's now one of these transgenderism supporters or whatever, and somebody called her out. Because her views are so crazy that this person said, you gotta hear this. So he says, I don't know who's writing it, but he says, imagine not calling women who refuse to give up their spaces, sports, and existence to men, TERFs, T-E-R-Fs, T-E-R-F-S, and then blaming them for upholding the patriarchy. So what they're saying is, and that TERFs is a term, I'll try to figure it out here in a second, but maybe you guys could look it up for me. But what this person is saying is, imagine women wanting to protect themselves are being said to be upholding the patriarchy because they won't let men encroach on their sports and their spaces and what have you. Now, what's funny to me is we look at this and we say, and I've talked about it before, but we say, oh, this is a liberal thing, right? It's a liberal thing to protect women and stand up for feminism and whatever else. And this is why I love these discussions, because I tell people all the time, there's no such thing as, oh, I'm a liberal. I'm a fiscal conservative, but I'm a social liberal. Who isn't? Every conservative I know is a fiscal conservative and a social liberal. We don't care what you do. For the most part, they don't care what you do. You want to smoke dope? You know what? I'm going to let you guys in on a secret. I have a lot of conservative friends who do drugs. I don't. They smoke dope for various reasons. One has high anxiety, says it's the only thing that calms them down. A lot of them say that. One is just an experimenter. He's a recreational drug user occasionally, not a lot, but he's an experimenter. Has been his whole life. Staunch. You can't get more conservative than this guy. And I have others along the spectrum. I know it sounds really weird, but it's true. And if you had said to me when I was coming up in my conservatism that would be the case, I wouldn't have been like, nah, we don't do drugs. We don't do this. Let me tell you. And for the record, I've never cared about drugs. I've never used them. And I told my friends, I have good friends that have grown up using drugs. One of them passed away. His name is Mitchell. But He used to ask me, Kevin, you want to smoke some reefer? No, I don't smoke reefer. You know, he got to where he quit asking because he knew I didn't. But it never impacted our friendship. I didn't care. One of my best friends, sadly, passed away, Mikey. All my druggies have passed away. But Mikey used everything. I got all my drug knowledge from Mike. But I never moralized about it. Many of us, we conservatives, this is the way we feel. But we're accused of being, you know, fiscally conservative, but socially, you know, conservative. No, we're not. We're socially liberals. We don't care. Liberal meaning, do what you want. I'm not socially leftist. I'm not that at all. Anyway, this thing came up. This transgenderism nonsense is the reason why I'm bringing this into the fore. And this woman is accusing women who are protecting women's sports and women's places away from men. Like, in other words, I don't want a man in my locker room. I don't want a man in my bathroom, etc. Are considered upholding the patriarchy. What women are literally fighting for is for men who believe they are women not to be allowed to be women. They are not entitled to be in these women's spaces, in their sports, etc. And they're making these people and people that think like that out to be the bad guys. And as this particular writer of the article says, they threaten us and call us names. And I sent a thing about the lexicon. What they do to us, they always have a name for us. I'm going to give you one here. It cracked me up to hear people say this. You know, how they did it. Oh, and speaking of that Carlin thing I did, think about what they now call women. And what do they call those with bonus holes? They call a women's vagina a bonus hole. I'm just letting you know how crazy things have gotten. But he goes on to say, the writer goes on to say, they threaten and call us names or worse. But sure, turfism is the real problem. And I want to define this turfism. I think my producers have given me the definition here. And so the actual term stands for trans-exclusionary radical feminist. And they're called gender critical, meaning women who are radically feminist in the sense that they want to be considered women. They understand that there is a man and a woman are considered radical feminist. And then they add this other term called gender critical. So trans-exclusionary radical feminist who tends to be gender critical. In other words, they want to protect the definition of a real woman. We'll be back. Keep it up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I asked you in the first segment to imagine a world without leftism. And you probably went, oh boy, it would be so wonderful. Think about everything that goes away. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, most of Congress, most of the judges. Most of the sanctimonious left who are always, by the way, accusing us of being sanctimonious, accusing us of being always judging. You're so judgy, you conservatives. We're the least judgy people on the planet. Are you? Do you want my opinion? I'll give you my opinion, but I don't judge you. Do you think, if you want my opinion, I think people who, LGBT stuff, I think those people are nuttier than squirrel turds. But I love them as human beings. I don't care. They're different. In many ways, their quirkiness and the way that they feel like God made them made them into some of the most interesting people on the planet. But I don't agree with them in much of their lifestyles. But I'd love them as human beings. I think most people feel this way. But boy, this obsession with them is what gets me. You know, what made you to I mean, I get it. Maybe I'm not quite as interesting. I get it. I'm not going to, you know, put on the Elton John sunglasses and the glitzy clothes and the high, you know, platform shoes with the fish in it and go out not being able to sing or perform. But still, whatever. I don't know what the freakiness of whatever they do, but whatever it is, I'm not going to do it. I'm as pretty much, my closet has got browns, blacks, grays, and, you know, I don't know, maybe one other freaky color of some sort. But for the most part, I'm pretty standard. Government issue, maybe. So most of the people I know that we are, but that's not to say we don't have things that were weird. You know, I like the fish. I know that's for a lot of people that's weird. How are you just gonna go out there and stay out there for hours and throw a hook in the water? I know. It sounds weird. When I hear it described to me, I go, "Yep, that's it." But it's that occasional hit, man. That bite. It's probably what drug addicts get when they get their, you know, hit a crack pipe. You ever caught a fish? It's freaking fun. You know, maybe you hit a great tennis shot, or you hit a great golf shot, or you find a new piano chord. And you just, it excites me. And that's weird, I know. We're talking about TERFs. This term, TERF. Trans-exclusionary radical feminism, meaning you're trans exclusive. So men, we're TERF. I don't know. I guess we're not TERFs because I don't care if a woman decides to become a man, because I won't feel bested. I won't feel like, oh, we better be on the lookout. She may get in the ring and kick our butts, or she may outrun us, or she may out handsome us, or she may outman us. I don't think of it. Most guys I know, let me ask you, if you're a guy, please let me know. Have you ever thought, boy, look at all these trans women becoming men. Wow, what's going to happen to us? I've never thought, boy, all the lesbian women are going to now want the guys, and now they're going to turn out all the lesbian women, or maybe the women, the regular women are just going to want all these new guys, and whoo, the competition's on, game on, trans guys, whoo, we're going to come beef with you, man, we're just warriors, we're going to go fight it out in the streets, in which case we're going to kick their butts because they don't have enough testosterone. I'm on my own little rant in my own little world here right now. People out there listening to this radio show going, who is this guy? What's he doing? Oh, my gosh. I'm going to read this. TERFs believe feminism is for the betterment and advancement of only those who were assigned female sex at birth, excluding transgender women and gender nonconforming people from its benefits. Now, what's funny is they, in the definition, they tell you that there's a benefit to feminism. Now, I was under the impression that it was an oppressive thing to do. I mean, think about it. When you intellectualize it, men who have it all want to go over to the other side. Why would we do that? Why would we go over to the other? It's so bad. And even in their definition, they tell you that it is a benefit to be a woman born a woman. There's a benefit. So even in their own terminology, in their own definitions, you can see the conflict. Now, they go on. What do we define feminism? They say, what do we mean when we say feminism? And they define it. A feminist is someone who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. I'm a feminist by that definition because they didn't put athletic. When we talk about feminism, they said we're referring to intersectional feminism, which understands that gender discrimination does not occur in a vacuum. In order for women to prosper, we have to acknowledge and address the oppression all marginalized groups face. So they say TERFism is dangerous. It's dangerous because it denies gender and bodily autonomy. I want you to understand, when I'm reading this off to you, how George Carlin explained the change in different things, how we allow these new definitions of things to tell us who we are. So we've got all this stuff, TERF, and gender critical, and all this other stuff, and all it's just saying is, A man wants to be a man and a woman wants to be a woman. And I don't care how many mental crazy nonsense things you have in your brain, it doesn't make it any different. But that's got to have some technical terms on it, because how will we understand it otherwise? They say, above all else, this is what Caitlin Burns writes for Vox, above all else, TERF ideology doesn't allow for trans people to have self-definition or autonomy over their gender expression. In other words, TERFism doesn't allow crazy people to impart their ideas on the rest of society. I'm a TERF. I'll admit it. I am exactly what I just described that you should, I guess you shouldn't be. I'm a TERF. They go on to say, TERFism actually upholds patriarchy by gatekeeping femininity, insisting that the boundaries of womanhood are drawn by sexual and or reproductive organs. So in other words, what they're saying is, if I want to be a woman and I got all my male naughty bits, then doggone it, you're going to recognize me as a woman. That's the end of it, you TERF. Don't be practicing your TERFism on me there, Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Network. We will fight you back on your own turf. By enforcing existing gender binaries, TERFs lock women into the male gaze. I love that term. TERFs lock women into the male gaze. So it's we, men, who have made the sex binary, man and woman. It's we, it's men. Now, women have never thought this. Women haven't thought, well, sex seems to be binary. There's guys that have their naughty bits on the outside, and there are women that have their naughty bits on the inside. They've never come to that conclusion. No, no, no. It is the male patriarchy that's doing it. Short break, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A prolonged and punishing heat wave baking the Southwest is expected to get even hotter. People in Phoenix bracing for a potentially dangerous 115-degree day.
It's very overwhelming and hot.
I sat down on a sidewalk waiting for the bus, and I guess the pavement was hot enough so that got a burn.
In Las Vegas, residents are being told they should stay indoors to avoid the intense heat that could see Sin City reach 117 degrees by Sunday. The House approved its version of the annual defense bill. The National Defense Authorization Act passed 219 to 210. Passage of the measure was thrown into doubt with the addition of conservative amendments on abortion, transgender rights, and diversity and inclusion initiatives. Film and television production in Hollywood has ground to a halt as a result of an ongoing labor dispute. SAG-AFTRA has declared a strike after failing to reach an agreement with studios. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We are talking about women's issues. We're talking about human issues. We're talking about things that impact all of us in a strange sort of way. And this is more than the butterfly effect, because what's happening to women in this convoluted way is spinning back on men, real men, men who have nothing but the best in mind for women. Men who by definition consider ourselves feminists. I'm one of them. I say, women, go do your thing, girl. Do your thing. Be you. And all that. You know what I really like, though? I do like seeing a woman be a real woman. I'm talking about a feminist in the sense of the word. Understanding what her just call it a role is the wrong thing. But what it is that defines a woman, the sensuality, the sexuality, the way that women interpret. I don't know what it is because I've never felt it. I'm all dude. Yeah, 99.9999% dude with that 0.1111 something. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't allow me to relate. Just don't believe me. Ask Melissa. I don't get it. I don't get women. Truly, women are from Venus and men are from Mars. So, but we need that. We need that in the world, man. Why are we trying to get rid of that? That is the balancing yin and yang of the forces of nature. And some people want to dump it. They want to get rid of it. These leftist radical feminists, I don't know what you, they got it. Let's come up with a name for them. They call us TERFs. Trans exclusive or trans exclusionary radical feminist. Yeah. What's their definition? What are their exclusionaries? They exclude a lot of stuff that we represent. They don't like women who want to stay home and raise their kids. They don't like men who actually believe that they have a role and a responsibility as a man to provide for their families, to protect their families. What do they call us? Oh, that's right, toxically masculine. So we're talking about these people that give us names and I'm going to go back to this definition. TERFism actually upholds patriarchy by gatekeeping femininity, insisting on the boundaries of womanhood are being drawn by sexual and or reproductive organs. Shame on us. By reinforcing existing gender binaries, TERFs lock women into the male gaze. Ooh, you never want to be put under the male gaze. Woo, woo! Whether for baby making or mere sexualization. Yeah, that's all we do. Larry Flint, he went out and he sexualized all these women because Lord knows they didn't want to be in porn. No, he twisted their arms. So did Bob Guccione of Penthouse. So did Playboy. Hugh Hefner, ooh, he twisted all these girls' arms to come. There's a Playboy special route right now where, Hugh Hefner in death can be now criticized. He's now toxically masculine. But boy, while he was alive, they loved the dude. And I don't know, I saw many a beautiful starlet sitting with Hugh wanting to get invited to the Playboy mansion. Is it me? Or do women seem like they want to be around that stuff? Now, what is the cause? Oh, geez. Well, Kevin, while you're on that, that thought thread, maybe family? Oh, you know what? Maybe it's effeminate men who are being domineered or cuckolded by dominant leftist feminist hairy underarm crowd that really want to be lesbians. Maybe they're the cause. Maybe they're the ones that are showing this weak side of malehood that are making their daughters not... they respect their daddies and then go out into lives of porn and prostitution. I don't know. Just thinking out loud here. I don't have any girls, so I don't have to worry about it. Anyway, this girl goes on to write, or person goes on to write, women understand what women really are is not locking them into the male gaze. It's okay for women to say, I have no problem being a woman. I know what a woman is. I know that I have the XX chromosome. That makes me a woman. Now, you might be a woman who... I was thinking about this the other day. You know the song, I Kissed a Girl? I kissed a girl and I liked it. Bum, bum, ba-dum. I don't know the rest of the lyrics, but I know that part. And it became some sort of lesbian anthem. Let me explain something to you. If you were to just close your eyes and pucker your lips, and as a guy, and a guy walked by and he kissed you, you wouldn't know whether it was a girl or a guy. If you're a girl and you close your eyes and some girl comes by and she kisses you and you go, I kissed the girl and I liked it. Oh my gosh. Or you're a guy, I kissed a guy and I liked it. Doesn't make you gay. The idea of the kiss is a nice thing. Your lips feel it. You have all the emotions of the kiss. What makes you gay is if you open your eyes and then you don't go, if you see it's a dude, you don't go, oh, dude, what are you doing? Now you're gay if you don't do that. Because you're going to like the kiss, but it doesn't mean that you like the person delivering it. That's where your brain kicks in. I know, Kevin, you're getting way too deep today. Getting way too deep. So this song, I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It. Yeah, it's a kiss. I'm not going to get all up in your business, but let me just say this. You have erogenous zones, and it doesn't matter who touches your erogenous zones or blows on them or, gives them a little peck or whatever, it's going to be erogenous. The thing that stops it from being erogenous is your brain going, dude, let me put your hands on my naughty bits, all right? You'll have the reaction. And that's physiological. But what stops you is your brain that kicks in and goes, hey, nah. And I think that a lot of people get confused by this because they're like, oh, I can't imagine what situation you find yourselves in. I'll give you an example that happened in my family. My cousin Nita went to college, and she was in the elevator, and this big black chick was behind her, and Nita got into the elevator. And my cousin Nita is a beautiful woman, certainly was in college. And this big black woman just wrapped her up from behind, just grabbed her from behind and put her arms around her. Just was smitten. And Nita was telling the story, and she goes, I didn't even know what to do. I just was like, stood there, the elevator door opened, and she let her go. Now, if that had been a dude, it had been a whole different deal. But this lesbian woman wrapped up my cousin Nita, like, ooh. This may be the only opportunity I get to hug this girl. My cousin Nita didn't become gay. And let me tell you, I bet you the sensation of being hugged from behind, whether it was a girl or a guy, it was still the same. She was fearful. I hugged the girl and I scared her. Pum, pum, pa-dum. You get the point? Doesn't make you gay, but the distinction today is, oh, the guy kissed me or he looked at me. Okay, it's like when I was a kid growing up, we wouldn't say, that's a handsome guy. And I'm like, why not? What are you ignoring the obvious? If some do, one of my friends, I have a lot of friends that are handsome. And a lot of them that are beautiful. And you'd be, as much as I see a beautiful woman walk by and I go, wow, that girl is really beautiful. If you see a handsome guy, you go, man, that's a handsome dude right there. And that'll make you gay. It makes you notice. It isn't, ooh, that's a handsome dude right there. I hope I could get with him. Now the girl, that beautiful girl, I'd see her and go, wow, there's a lucky dude. You know, whatever. But I'm not thinking about it in sexual terms with a guy. I'm just trying to make a distinction here, folks. So I guess what I'm doing is putting you inside the male gaze. I'm going to say this again. Women know what women are, and they don't need me to tell them. Real women know what they are. They don't need any help from any guy, and I'm certainly putting myself in there. One of the people that commented about this in the Twitter feed that resulted from this article or this crazy thing that this girl said that used to be with the Young Turks. I don't know why you go with the Young Turks and leave, but either way, partly it's because you're just stupid. To think leftist, you have to think stupid. Because as I said, what could we not be talking about if we got rid of all this gender nonsense? What are the things we could be focused on? Because, see, I look at all these people as human beings, and some of them have problems. What if we focused on helping them solve their problems? Because, look, one of the things I do know about the transgender is they commit suicide in outrageously higher rates than normal people. And it's not our fault. I haven't caused any one of them to want to commit suicide. I accept them for who they are. But I'm also going to recognize they have a problem. And I think society one day is going to look back on all of this and say, you know what, we did a disservice to these people. We helped kill them because we didn't say to them, you've got a problem. Let's delve into it. More we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The left gives us a lot of opportunities to correct the record. So many. I don't understand how the Republicans aren't taking advantage of it. Now, I only can tell you this. I wish I had a bigger budget because we could do it. The left have gaping holes in pro-life. You know, the abortionists, they're gaping holes. I mean, they want to murder babies. Holy cow. They accuse us of bludgeoning baby seals. They murder babies, and we can't make any headway. They infantilize entire groups of people. Blacks, LGBT, Hispanics, women. We can't make any headway. They lie. They look at their policies and what happens to people. They literally make people poorer. While they claim, oh, we're going to spend your money. They never do it. They rarely do it. Look at Bidenflation and what it's done. All the things that are happening right now. Are we taking advantage, honestly, taking advantage of Bidenflation? No. Guns. Guns help more people exponentially more than they hurt people. And yet, what are we always talking about? Gun control. Climate farce is nothing more than weather. We could easily debunk everything that these people say about it. I mean, unless winter comes, you know, I mean, let me put it to you this way. When it snows in the summer in Phoenix, Arizona, I will start talking about global climate change. When it is 117 in Alaska in the winter, you got my attention. You follow? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Bring sanity to life. That's what I do. That's what I do. I do it better than anybody. Oh, yeah. Bring sanity to your lives. The craziness that goes on. Hey, look, I'm an observer. I'm just going to look. Ooh, but I'm looking with the idea of, what are you missing? Particularly if you open your mouth. If we're just sitting around talking, I'll observe what I observe, but I don't have a purpose in my observation. It's just kind of like, okay, well, this is interesting. Oh, the wind's blowing at the top of the trees, but not blowing down here at ground level. Better change my golf angle, right? I'm just observing. But when you open your mouth and say something, my mind goes to work. Oh, what did you just say? And then I start analyzing. And I start putting all that Socratic method to everything that you're saying. Everything that's happening in conjunction, all my life experiences and my book training. And then I start to form opinions and ideas around it. And I'll feed it back to you if you want it, or I'll just keep it in and I'll put it on my radio show. But the point is, that's what spurs it. I'm going to go back to this. We got a real opportunity here. The left are always opening their mouths and they expose who they are. They tell you they are. This guy, Gal Luft, I talked about him the other day, the Israeli, I know he's a PhD, he's an academic, and he dropped dime on the Bidens because he knows energy policy, and he said, look, these guys are getting in bed with the Chinese, etc. Do you know our government just charged him? He was already charged with various crimes, but I heard they charged him with more. They really want to make an example out of him. I mean, holy mother of Julian Assange. What do you want to do to the guy when he's giving you the real scoop? Martyr him? You want to make a martyr out of him? They're making a martyr out of Trump. Why not? Anyway, let me get back on point here. So a couple things. Terminology. TERF. Trans-exclusionary radical feminist. That's what I am. That's what you are. Because you believe that women are women and men are men. And in most cases, let's just use women. Because exclusionary radical feminist, meaning you believe that biological women are biological women and anything else is a facsimile. It's a fugazi. And the bonus hole, which is what they call a woman's vagina, is, you know, that can be built. That can be put on a man. That man can then be made into a woman. I use my finger quotes. That's what these other people, the non-TERFs, believe. And as I've argued, it's funny how this seems to be a one-sided argument. It's men going over to be women. The people that are espousing this nonsense don't seem to be bringing it back over to the other side. And by that I mean, why is there no clamor to women coming over to and being men? Why does this seem to be a one-sided argument? I mean, isn't that a first step in defining this whole thing? If you're going to say it's trans-exclusionary. Well, if it's trans-exclusionary, why are the other ones not being excluded? So that's my first logical question, and I'm going to put you guys inside of my head. This is the way I argue points. I look at the one side of what you're talking about, and I go, well, there's an equal and opposite side. So you got trans men going over to the other side and wreaking havoc over there. What about trans women? You get it? See how when you apply the process, how it works? There's not a lot of talk being over that, is there? But here's what there's a new term besides TERF. Yeah, it's called you're a gynophobe or a gynophobe. And this is what somebody replied to this. Well, they said gynophobes like Emma actually uphold the patriarchy by claiming men can be women. So there's a new term, gynophobe. Now, this is for the other side. They're gynophobes. They do not want to recognize women as women. I love this. We have our own term to push back. Good for you, Uncultured Pearl, P-U-R-R-L, at American, P-U-R-R-L. You should connect with Uncultured Pearl. She's obviously got a little more culture than she admits. Gynophobes, like Emma, she writes, actually uphold the patriarchy by claiming men can be women, that men who pretend to be women are better at it, and that actual women born with female bodies should defer to the men who beat them and call them names like TERF and transphobe. I think I love her. Oh, Uncultured Pearl. Yes, Uncultured Pearl. That was very shrewd commentary. The writer goes on and says, yeah, we will not be deferring to men in dresses who wear too much makeup when it comes to deciding what women are. Not going to happen. This is such an interesting article. Where was it? I have to maybe get you. Oh, you know what? It was in Hot Air. I think it's called Hot Air. Anyway, somebody replied to that. His name is Jaylay McMaster, CD. Actually, a woman. She says, no, insisting on boundaries to keep men who play act being women from inserting themselves into female spaces is how we remove ourselves from the, quote, male gaze. Apparently didn't like that very much. I think that, yeah, that's a woman. Okay, it was tough to tell these days. So Rebecca V, devoted reality believer. I love that thing. Anyway, her name is Rebecca A. Velo, V-E-L-O, which is bike in French, replied to this Emma girl and said, transgenderism is the ultimate in patriarchy. And white liberal women stupidly uplift these men who treat being a woman as a costume. If I had to guess why, it would be most of the men who LARP as women, and I don't know, what does that mean? LARP, is that? I don't know. Are fellow white liberals whom they always stand up for. So this person says it's a bunch of white guys that, and she calls them LARP. I don't know what that stands for. So there you have it. But again, another person, Rebecca V, devoted reality believer. I love that Twitter name. The writer goes on to say this: given the men or you're supporting the patriarchy is one hell of a stupid take. And then he goes on and says, she tried to redeem herself by playing the race card within womanhood, responding to a man who was telling her she was right. Ain't that something? You got to read the article for some of this, maybe to be in context. Hopefully I'm not bludgeoning it too much and you can actually get it. But here's the gist of it. The gist of it is that, yet again, conservatism is on the right side of this. Pardon the pun on that. We are on the correct side of this issue. We stand for the humanity of women and the humanity of the LGBTQ people. And we're saying, while we stand for the humanity of it, we also stand for the sanity of it all. And we're not going to let you detract from it because you want to give us a bunch of new definitions and make us try to guilt us into believing something that's not true.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.